Prior to both say good morning, let's begin. So today we are starting in Emirat Hashem Perek Chaf Dalid, which is the chapter, the Be'er Yira Sachet, literally the definition or the meaning of the Midah of Yira Sachet. Yira Sachet, and we're going to define this term. But I will say, if you don't hear me in the back, please just tell me. Okay? Let me know. Raise your hand, throw something at me. You throw Masilas Yishara, very fitting. You know, please let me know, because I might be talking a little bit lower, getting used to the acoustics. So Hine Ra'osinu Hamidazo. So remember, we're going to translate this as fear for now, but Lamaisa, again, we're going to go ahead and actually understand the Midah of Yira in a number of different ways. She says, Hine Ra'osinu Hamidazo Nimnis Achar Kolamidos Hatovos. Asher Zacharnu Adhina. So first of all, what the Ramchal is pointing out over here is that if you notice, the Midah of Yira Sachet is written all the way at the end, or virtually all the way at the end of the Midah. So remember again that the Ramchal has his Sefer Mesilas Yesharim structured in a very orderly, we'll call it Midah development fashion. So Yira Sachet, I mean, we're coming to the end of the Sefer. There's only one more aspect after this, which is Kiddusha, which ultimately is holiness. So the fact that Yira Sachet, which we'll translate now loosely as fear of sin, is all the way at the end of the Sefer, indicates to us that the only way to acquire this Midah is by acquiring all of the previous Midos before it. He says, Dai lanu l'ha'irenu alinyona. So the placement of this Midah by itself is enough to teach us about the importance of the Midah. Sheroi sheyihye vaday inya nechbad v'ikari ma'od v'kasha l'hasigoso. That clearly this is something ultimately that is very important, fundamental, yet difficult to acquire. Shekvar lo yuchal lahagia elav, ela mi shekvar hisi kol amido shekadam zichram. And rather, you see again that the only way to acquire Yira Sachet, which at first glance would sometimes seem to be the most simple and elementary of midos, but in fact, the only way to acquire Yira Sachet is to first acquire all of the other midos. For most of this in general, Dramchal, is probably one of the first to codify this concept, but this is a very popular theme, even in contemporary Sifri Musar, which is that in order to properly grow as a Jew, you have to be able to move in small incremental steps. See, the problem that often we experience with growth is we start something, and then what happens? You know, it has that new ruchnius smell. It's very exciting. Right? I'm going to keep doing it. And then over time, things become a little bit stagnant. And then we ultimately give it up and we choose something else. Truth is, not just in religion. People do this a lot in life in general. The problem with that is that a person never really grows. In order to go ahead and have any level of sustained fundamental growth, so a person has to be able to take each and every step slowly, finish it, complete it, and then move on to the next one. So that's how the entire Mesilas Yesharim is set up. In order to reach the level of Yira Sachet, which we haven't even defined yet, but in order to reach the Midah of Yira Sachet, so one first has to go through all of the Midos beforehand. But we haven't yet even given that a definition. On them, Tzarech Shenaktim, So we'll say, let's go ahead and give by way of introduction, that Yira is really comprised of two parts, and one of those parts, in fact, has its own two parts. So in other words, the Midah of Yira in its totality is comprised of three different sections. Harishona kala ma'od lahasiga, the first stage, or the first part of Yira, is very easy to acquire. Ein davar kal kamohu. In fact, there's nothing easier than the first stage of Yira. All right, you know, again, this is the Ramchal talking. But again, we'll see what he means to say is it's very elementary and it's very intuitive. Hashniya, v'achilek hasheni min hasheni, the second part of Yira Sachet, and the second part of the second part, kasha min hakol, is exceptionally difficult. Ushleimusa kimokin shlimus godol ma'od. But ultimately, once we acquire the second part of Yira Sachet, and especially the second part of the second part of Yira Sachet, there is no greater source of life completion than the acquisition of that Midah. Yesh Yiras Ha'onesh. So now let's begin to explain the different parts of Yira Sachet. Yesh Yiras Ha'onesh. So we'll say the first aspect of Yira Sachet is fear of punishment. here a punishment. V'zeu ha-min ha-rishon. That's the first stage in Yiras Achait. V'yesh Yiras ha-romamus. V'zeu min ha-sheni. And then there is a fear, or really what we'll see is the better statement is going to be a reverence for the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the second part of Yiras Achait. She Yiras Achait ha-chelek sheni mimenu. Fine. Univar ata in yon avedil. So we'll say, so again, just for our purpose, just to understand, the two parts to Yiras Achait are, number one is Yiras Ha-Onesh, fear of punishment, and the second part is what he calls Yiras Haromimus, which is a fear or a reverence for the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam. So let's begin, again, if you're following in the red edition, let's begin in paragraph Gimel. Yiras Ha-Onesh, what does it mean if there's a fear of punishment? Kipshuta. The truth is, this is the simplest of all these different models. Sha'adam yira me'avor es pi Hashem alokav. A person fears transgressing the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. Simple Yiras HaOnesh. Why? Now you're going to say, it's not out of a deep or profound respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it's because of a much more utilitarian purpose, which is Mipnei HaAnoshim Asher La'averos. Because Rabbi say he knows ultimately again that there are punishments for each and every sin. Im laguf v'im lanefesh. Ultimately, again, there are punishments for the body. There are punishments for the soul. V'hine zos kala vaday ki kol adam ohev es atzmo v'yare linafsho. Rabbi say so interestingly enough, which is quite amazing, which is that every person. See, Yiras HaOnesh is a very simple idea. Why is Yiras HaOnesh a simple idea? Because at the end of the day, no person wants to get patched. No person wants to get punished. No person ultimately wants to receive onshin. So in that respect, again, the notion that I don't want to sin in order to avoid punishment is in and of itself the most simple, elementary, and intuitive part of Yiras Achit. Ve'im davar sheyarchik osol me'asos davar echad. Yosem in Ayira. Both say the truth is, there is no greater deterrent from negative activity than this notion ultimately again of Yiras HaOnesh. Shalot tivo ehu bo ezara. A person does not want something negative to happen to them. Ve'in yira zuru'uya ela la'amei ha'aretz v'lanashim asher daitan kalo. Ach ina yiras chachamim va'anshi adas. And both say, essentially what Ramchal says is, but this is a very simplistic level. In other words, that on this particular level, there's no deep and profound connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no deep and profound relationship aspect. But rather, again, over here, I'm just simply going to avoid sin. Why? Because at the end of the day, I don't want to get patched. And again, we'll say that's why he includes over here Amei Aretz, so people who have no education. He's including Nashim, he's including women in this as well, of course, because remember, reflecting the historical reality that women's education was virtually non-existent. So therefore, again, a woman wasn't normally able to have we'll call it intellectual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was very much emotional. So from an emotional perspective, again, Yiras HaOnesh is very much present. Yiras HaOnesh, again, I don't want to get patched. I don't want to get punished. I don't want to be in pain. I don't want to get hurt. And therefore, I'm going to go ahead and avoid sin. So that's the first aspect of Yiras Achet. The first aspect, ultimately, of fear of sin. Really, a fear of punishment. Well, so let's just begin for a moment the next part. Hamina Sheni Hu Yiras Haromimus. Well, say the second aspect of Yiras Achet is a fear or a reverence of the greatness of God. V'husha adam yirchak min ha-chatoim, v'lo ya'aseim, mipnei kevodo ha-godol yisbarach shemo. And ultimately what? And ultimately a person will not do certain things out of deference to the greatness and to the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki eich yeichal o eich ye'erav libo shal basar v'adam shafal v'nimas, La'asos davar neged ritzono shalabori sparach v'yisparach shalos. We'll stop over here, but let me just explain this piece. What Ramchal is saying over here, Yiras HaRomimus means, if I recognize the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam, so how would I ever engage in something that is counter or that is opposite to his ratzon? How would I ever go ahead and do something that at the end of the day was counter to what I know he really wants from me, what I know he really desires from me? So once I see, you see these two very different approaches. On one hand, again, you have a Yiras HaOnesh, which is simple. You don't have to sit here, but yeah, right, which is, you don't have to take the shirt off. Yeah. which is simple, elementary. Again, avoidance of pain versus yiras haromimus, where a person begins to truly contemplate the greatness and the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this second part is much more about relationship. The idea over here is, I'm in the relationship with something that is so great, that is so powerful, that is so meaningful, that is so holy. How would I ever go ahead and engage in some kind of relationship trespass, ultimately against that individual or against that entity? That's, at the end of the day, what Yiras HaRomimus represents. So we'll say, we'll stop over here. And again, as you understand, the notion of Yiras HaRomimus is going to be much more complicated. Because Yiras HaChet, as Ramchal said, and Am HaAretz, anyone who does, even a person who lacks, you know, intellectual depth, at the end of the day, wants to avoid punishment. Yiras HaRomimus, which requires a cultivation of an appreciation of the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam, that's going to be more complicated, and that's Yiras HaRomimus we'll resume with tomorrow.